Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great nation, despite the fact that there is not a great feeling of greatness concerning our current political choices. We are in the midst of a campaign which could have a change in dimension announced at any moment. Yes, it is possible that the latest string of indictments against President Trump will come out, if not today, then tomorrow, certainly by the end of this week. That at least is what they say about the work of Jack Smith, the special counsel who is now taking a look at President Trump's attempts to overturn the election result of 2020. Somebody to help put this in perspective and to answer some of the questions that I think pose everybody is one of our leading political commentators who actually, I think, reaches a very, very broad spectrum of the American population. E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post. His columns appear twice a week. They're always worth reading, even when you want to rip them up and disagree with them. EJ, it's great to be speaking to you on what could still end up being a historic day if those new indictments do come out about President Trump. What do you hear about the latest concerning the timing of those charges?
Well, thank you for the kind words. And on the last one, you can wrap your fish with my column anytime you want if you still read it in a paper newspaper. But it's great to be with you. And I agree with your great nation opener. So I appreciate that whenever I hear it. The truth of the matter is nobody knows for certain. There is speculation today that because the session was relatively short, they have voted an indictment. But we've been up down this road several times over the last couple of weeks, ever since Trump got that target letter saying he was under investigation. The general sense was Jack Smith wouldn't have sent that out if he didn't intend to indict, although it happens occasionally. But we don't know yet. So there are a lot of predictions I stopped making after 2016. One of them is certainly on a grand jury where I have no idea what's going on inside that room. But if you ask me to bet, I bet it was more likely than not, given history, that there will be some indictment on the January charges connected to January 6th. That connected to is very important.
Well, again, the entire thing is very important. I mean, I was talking just before you came on about a column by your colleague at the Washington Post, Henry Olson, who just talks about the amount of time that Trump is going to have to spend during the next couple of years dealing with all of the accusations against him in courtrooms across the country. I mean, October 3rd, they're coming up. There's more Letitia James. And then a few weeks after that, there's more E. Jean Carroll. And honestly, you can go to bed full asleep by counting not sheep, but counting indictments. It's an extraordinary situation. Okay, here's my question for you, Jay, because you have great sympathy and love for the American people, and it comes across with what you write and the positions that you take. Why do you think it is that his enthusiastic backing by at least a big chunk, probably a majority of the Republican Party, gets more intense the more charges there are against him?
Well, first of all, I think what we could be at the beginning of is a brand new Trump TV series, Trump on Trial. I looked at the sort of proposed dates of various trials going forward, and you probably could make a TV season out of this this whole thing. I think that, first of all, there is a history in the United States of people embracing scoundrels if they think the scoundrel is speaking for them. I grew up in Massachusetts, the home of a lot of people have probably forgotten him, but James Michael Curley.
Yeah, he ran from his jail cell.
He ran from his jail cell. He was indicted early in his career, was in prison early in his career, got reelected to the city council, then called the Board of Aldermen, and he went on to become mayor of Boston. He won four elections. He served one rather tumultuous term as governor of Massachusetts. So we've done this, we, meaning some parts of us, have done this sort of thing before. And I think the Trump hardcore believes in their hearts that he speaks for them, for what they're angry about, for the country they think has disappeared, whatever it is. And so I think that's a big piece of it. I think a second piece of it is underscored by that New York Times poll, and my Washington Post colleague Greg Sargent wrote about this. A lot of your attitude toward these cases depends on what media you watch. And if you watch Fox News or a variety of other very conservative or right-wing media outlets, you are much more likely to be sympathetic to Trump than if you are. These are among Republicans we're talking about. Republicans who watch Fox and Friend and all the other shows, networks like it, are sympathetic to Trump. Those who do not get most of their news from Fox are much more distant from Trump, do not embrace him. So I think that's another important piece of the puzzle. And related to both of those, I think for a lot of people, their main motivation in politics is owning the libs, and supporting Trump means owning the libs, and I think that's a big part of it.
Okay, and that brings us to another column you've recently written, where you use the term rancid to describe some of the elements of our politics today. And we were just listening during the break to some of the rancid charges that were made by Donald Trump before he was president, when he was a candidate in 2016. And he talked about lock her up, and Hillary Clinton, the most corrupt figure in American history. What is the key element to bring back some warmth, decency, mutual respect, enthusiasm to American politics, to have, again, as we have had in the past, candidates who make us proud and impassioned?
You know, the first word that came into my head, because it seems so daunting, is the word prayer. But and I think that there may be some of that required. But I mean, I do think Donald Trump is sui generis. I think, and you're seeing that with the failure of DeSantis to ignite the same kind of feeling. There is a certain kind of weird charisma to Donald Trump. I say weird because it doesn't appeal to somebody like me. I don't think it appeals to somebody like you. But there's sort of entertainment value. David French wrote in the New York Times a few weeks back that for a lot of Trump supporters, going to Trump rallies is the same kind of experience that Deadheads had when they went to a Grateful Dead concert. There is just this, that's the mixture of this owning the libs and celebrity and people who like his act. But it's a very vicious act underneath it all. And I think when Trump leaves politics, by however that ends up happening, I think that alone will make a difference. But I also think there's a vicious cycle among Republican politicians where they are so afraid that if they go after Trump, Trump will go after them, and the primary electorate in the Republican Party will defeat them, that even Republicans who know in their hearts that this is bad for the country, many of them just don't want to speak up. And so they don't speak up, Trump maintains his strength, and then it becomes even more dangerous for them to speak up. And, you know, Mitt Romney and a few others have, but you look at Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger and look what happened to them. It's a cautionary tale for almost all the other Republicans.
Well, there's a new posting on Truth Social, the official Trumpian social media platform. We will get to that. He speaks about Jack Smith and the yet another fake indictment of your favorite president. We're speaking with E.J. Dionne about ways to uplift and inspire this greatest nation. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post. E.J., what President Trump just posted up on Truth Social, what is called a truth. It's not a tweet, it's a truth. He says, I hear that deranged Jack Smith, that's his preferred way of referring to the special prosecutor, I hear that deranged Jack Smith, in order to interfere with the presidential election of 2024, will be putting out yet another fake indictment of your favorite president, me, at 5 p.m. Why didn't they do this 2.5 years ago? Why did they wait so long? Because they wanted to put it right in the middle of my campaign, prosecutorial misconduct. To which you respond?
Well, first of all, I find it interesting on all these indictments that Trump has been the first person, I think on all of them, or almost all of them, to say, hey, guys, I'm about to get indicted, which is a really interesting media strategy. And, you know, it's the old thing, get ahead of the bad news, I guess. But the notion that the reason he's being indicted now and not 2.5 years ago is not because they wanted to put it in the middle of the campaign. I think almost all Trump critics wanted these indictments much earlier. And the Justice Department did not want, under Merrick Garland, did not want to come in. You talked about lock her up earlier. One of Garland's goals was to depoliticize the Justice Department. And so he started out prosecuting the people who actually were in the Capitol on January 6th. And whether the January 6th investigation by the House pushed him in this direction or, and we're going to know more eventually, or whether he was doing the quiet work on this and then turned it over to Jack Smith to create an arm's length relationship, they were being very careful before they brought charges against the president. I think it's awkward for everybody that the indictment is now and not a year ago, but if they did it because they wanted to be careful, I can't fault them for that. And Jack Smith is not the sort of guy who brings a political indictment. His whole career is dedicated to public service and including service in Europe, indicting war criminals. So he's had a lot of experience indicting very difficult to go after people.
You talk about very difficult to go after people, and then you also have a recent column that I think a lot of people found very moving and very relevant, a column about the rancid nature of our politics. And the right answer to that rancid nature and the idea that it's spoiled somehow, that it's spoiled and soiled and tired and nasty and unpleasant, the best answer to that is a new emphasis on family. And what did you have in mind?
Well, I've been trying to think about, you know, family and community have been obsessions of mine for a long, long time. And back in the 90s, I did a lot of interesting work and had a lot of interesting dialogues with conservatives. I'm a liberal, unapologetically, but I found that we could have common ground in strengthening civil society institutions and the institutions that build community from the bottom up. And that if you use family not as a term of for badgering the opposition as a way of opposing LGBTQ rights, but family in the way most of us use it in our own lives, which is, you know, parents who are concerned about their children, who are trying to create a better life for them and better opportunities for them, we could have a much better conversation, potentially, if we focused on those things. And in the column, I use the example of Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat of Connecticut, who has made loneliness and you know, the breakdown of community a central cause. And he linked up with Senator Tom Cotton, who could not disagree with Murphy more on a whole host of issues, on what, you know, on trying to put some regulations in place for access to social media by very young teenagers, and requiring parental permission up to the age of 18, because we're seeing from the Surgeon General's report and elsewhere that social media is having, there's some great things about it, but it also is having some really negative effects on a lot of kids. And that's something where I think left and right and center can agree with parents really should play a role there. So I don't think anything I said in that column is going to solve the underlying problems of our divisions, but I do like seeing these little oases of conversation that cross, ideological lines, and I think, say, what Murphy and Cotton are doing on this issue is a good sign that at least somewhere, sometimes, we can sort of get past this ugly politics we have right now.
What do you think about, I was involved in a conversation about President Trump, of course, is already claiming there's election interference. Assuming that he becomes the Republican nominee, which is probably more likely than not, if he becomes the Republican nominee and then loses the election, what do you think the chances are that he will suggest the election was rigged and stolen again?
I think the answer is 1,000%. I think it's highly likely that he will do it again. I mean, part of the key, it would be harder if the election were decided by a larger margin than it was the last time. Although, even the last time, while the outcome in the swing states was very close, Biden's margin was 7 million votes. That's not a trivial margin nationwide. So all the indicators are that if the election were held right now, an election between Trump and Biden would be close again. So I think he is going to continue to do this. And again, this New York Times Siena College poll showed that a whole lot of Republicans still don't believe that Joe Biden was legitimately elected president of the United States. So he's going to keep having an audience for this, and he raises a lot of money off it, which is not trivial to him, I think.
Well, he has to pay the legal bills. And it turns out I was just doing a bulletin that his campaign, the actual Trump for President campaign, is broke. They've had to ask for a refund from their MAGA PAC. But that is another story. E.J. Dionne, it is a pleasure speaking to you. And you do expect the election to be close, which means that it continues to be important. And political perspective continues to be important. What about the charge that DeSantis is trying to erase black identity? We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show. E.J. Dionne, Godspeed to you. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News update. The grand jury that was hearing evidence on former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election is apparently done for the day. The panel met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's not clear at this time if they voted on an indictment. The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killings showed no emotion in court today. Michael Brown is Rex Huerman's attorney.
We're going to defend this case in a courtroom. In the courtroom we just were in, where we have 12 fair and impartial jurors, where we have a fair and impartial judge.
Brown says there has been thousands of leads in the case that he has not yet seen. Federal health officials are warning of deadly fungal meningitis outbreaks at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas woman who died this week after going there to get plastic surgery is just the latest. That's according to the CDC, which has put the death toll at 10. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Two bits of breaking news. This was reported on CNN and everywhere else just in. The federal grand jury hearing evidence in special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election handed up an indictment today, just now, in the courthouse in Washington, D.C. A judge agreed to seal the indictment and there was no information given in court about the number of defendants or the identity of any defendant. Let's see, who do you think? Who do you think might be indicted here? I think it's highly likely that it will be the former president of the United States. The judge also approved a summons for the unidentified defendant or defendants, plural. I'm sorry, how many counts?
Four counts.
Trump and his advisors spent Monday and Tuesday, this morning, preparing for a potential third indictment. This is the third indictment. This is four new counts to go along with the 40 counts, I believe, that they are up to on Mar-a-Lago. And I even forget 37, I think they have, from the Alvin Bragg on the hush money for porn stars. Trump and his advisors spent Monday and Tuesday morning preparing for a potential third indictment against the former president. Sources told CNN, Trump said that last month he was informed by Smith that he's a target of the 2020 election investigation, a sign he may soon be charged. There's also this, also breaking news, reported by The Hill. A Fulton County sheriff says threats have been made against himself, the district attorney, and the district attorney leading up to potential Trump indictment. The Fulton County sheriff said today that threats have been made against himself and district attorney Fani Willis ahead of potential indictments over the investigation into former President Trump's alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. Sheriff Patrick Labatt said at a press conference that the department has run those threats to the ground. He said the department will continue to use its Criminal Investigations Division and other resources to hold those making threats accountable. Apparently, the threats have included very profligate use of the N-word to refer to Fani Willis and other words that we can't repeat. Okay, okay, here's more on the nature of the indictments that have just been handed up. Donald Trump has been indicted in special counsel's 2020 election interference probe. It's no longer an unidentified individual. It's Trump. Former President Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury in special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election leading up to the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. And it was an attack, and there were 140 police officers who were hospitalized, who suffered severe consequences for this attack by thousands of true believers. That attack on the U.S. Capitol, this according to a court document, this is the third time Trump has been criminally indicted. Smith charged Trump in the classified documents probe in June, and a Manhattan grand jury charged the former president for business fraud in March. Trump, who is running for president in 2024, pleaded not guilty. In both cases, he will plead guilty again. And it says the first criminal charges to emerge from a sprawling federal investigation into Mr. Trump's attempts to cling to power after losing the presidency to Joseph R. Biden Jr. The indictment filed by the special counsel Jack Smith in federal district court in Washington accused Mr. Trump of a conspiracy to defraud the United States, a conspiracy to threaten the rights of others, and a conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding before Congress and obstruction of an official proceeding. Now, this obstruction of an official proceeding before Congress, this, it seems to me, is the most obvious of the charges. Because if President Trump did not have it in mind to obstruct the proceeding that was going on under the direction of the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, there was a joint session of Congress, as the Constitution mandates, and this is all part of the 12th Amendment. It's part of how we choose a president of the United States, is that there was a proceeding going on. There was the right of people to object, members of Congress, of the House and the Senate, to object to a counting of one vote or another. But what was the idea of trying to urge people, and he did, to march up to the Capitol building? And I know he used to say, I want you to march up very peacefully and patriotically. He did say that. But did he not want people to interfere with a constitutionally mandated certification of the election? And this, of course, may not be with the same kind of graphic detail you have with the trying to get his underlings to destroy surveillance tapes from Mar-a-Lago. That's what we had recently. That's what we had last week. But this is something that is as fundamental as any aspect of our republic, which is that elections have consequences. And when you lose an election, it's one of those things is that I was speaking to somebody who actually was an old friend going back years and years and years with Al Gore. And even Al Gore, and remember that election, which was decided by 527 votes nationwide, not 7 million, by 527. And the idea that even Al Gore, who is not one of my favorite politicians, that Al Gore had the decency to acknowledge how important it was to respect our electoral process. It's a 45-page indictment. President Trump will be arraigned on Thursday. There are four counts. Count one, conspiracy to defraud the United States. Count two, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, which is an obvious one. Count three, obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. And count four, conspiracy against rights. And what rights would be conspired against? The rights to have your votes counted. When you vote, you get to assume, and this is even if you voted by sending your ballots in by mail in the states that authorized it. This is all extraordinary. And again, we're trying to catch up with it. There is more. I suspect that there will be some other kind of truth social statement by President Trump or people close to him or some kind of reaction. We will be coming up to you with the latest, all coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new indictments just handed up by the grand jury in Washington, D.C., also names, in addition to President Trump, six unnamed co-conspirators, including multiple attorneys and a Justice Department official. Trump created widespread mistrust in his attempt to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 election. The indictment alleges, again, the counts are in the new indictments against the President of the United States, a conspiracy to defraud the United States, a conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, and obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. The indictment is the second time in 2 months that Jack Smith has brought charges against the former president. Of course, that was what he was asked to do, to come forward as a special prosecutor. And in June, Trump was charged with the retention of classified documents and conspiracy with a top aide to hide them from the government and his own attorneys. And separately, in March, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg indicted Trump on state charges of falsifying business records, and that has to do with the money that he had channeled to two women to suppress their accusations against him for other forms of misbehavior. That particular charge in New York by the Manhattan District Attorney is by far the least compelling of the charges issued so far. We will see about the racketeering charges, which are rumored to be on deck in
Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, with Fonnie Willis. I did want to play, just so that we don't lose track of some of the idiotic levels of policy here. I mentioned we have that Whoopi Goldberg accusation, don't we, of Ron DeSantis trying to erase black people. Yes, it's
We built the White House.
Yeah, twice.
We've been here. I'm tired of explaining it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of explaining it.
Yeah.
You know? And just so we're clear, we're not going anywhere. We've been here, Mr. DeSantis. Many of us have been here for generations. Can you say the same?
I don't think he can.
What is that? Is that a knock on DeSantis because his grandparents are from Italy? Really? Can you say the same, that you've been here for generations? this is, and does she go on with basically saying that they're trying to erase us? And there's more on the part of Kamala Harris, and with all of this going forward, there's a powerful piece by Paul Waldman just came out under the heading "Republicans Would Love to Impeach Biden; It Would Backfire on Them," and the idea that somehow, in the midst of the charges against Trump, the right thing to do was to counter with charges against the sitting president of the United States. What is unclear to me is when they talk about an impeachment inquiry, what exactly they're talking about as the basis for it. The dream of impeachment is alive in Congress, writes Paul Waldman in the Washington Post. House Republicans have filed resolutions to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FBI Director Christopher Wray, Wray, of course, appointed by President Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Vice President Harris, and, of course, President Biden. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hasn't given his go-ahead to any of them, but he is toying with the idea. And by the way, the most idiotic idea of all is the idea of trying to expunge the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, especially because one of the things, and of course this will be brought up in Trump's defense, is that to expunge those impeachment proceedings when for some of the same misdeeds, for some of the same attempt to overthrow a legitimate election return, that's the basis for these new indictments. So we'll be arguing in court, supposedly, the new indictments against President Trump here in Washington, D.C., and I think that will be a Washington, D.C. jury that they eventually put together. That will be happening in Washington, D.C. at the same time that Republicans want to argue about the same charges or very similar charges from an impeachment record from several months ago, really. The White House declines comment on Trump indictment. The White House declined to comment on former President Donald Trump's indictment today, referring questions to the Department of Justice. That's the right thing to do. We would refer you to the Justice Department, which conducts its criminal investigations independently. White House spokesman Ian Sam said, the White House has kept a consistent posture of not commenting on investigations and prosecutions in an effort to maintain the independence of the Department of Justice and avoid the appearance of political interference. And here is a statement from the Trump campaign. This is nothing more than the latest corrupt chapter in the continued pathetic attempt by the Biden crime family and their weaponized Department of Justice to interfere with the 2024 presidential election, in which President Trump is the undisputed front runner and leading by substantial margins. But why did they wait 2.5 years to bring these fake charges right in the middle of President Trump's winning campaign for 2024? Why was it announced the day after the big crooked Joe Biden scandal broke out from the halls of Congress? The answer is election interference. The lawlessness of these persecutions, it says, of President Trump and his supporters is reminiscent of Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Really? He said that? He's now like a Holocaust victim? Reminiscent of Nazi Germany in the 1930s, the former Soviet Union, I'll add that, and other authoritarian dictatorial regimes. President Trump has always followed the law and the Constitution, with advice from many highly accomplished attorneys. These un-American witch hunts will fail, and President Trump will be reelected to the White House so he can save our country from the abuse, incompetence, and corruption that is running through the veins of our country at levels never seen before. 3 years ago, we had strong borders, energy independence, no inflation, and a great economy. Today, we are a nation in decline. President Trump will not be deterred by disgraceful and unprecedented political targeting. And then on the batter, the bottom, they say, paid for by Donald J. Trump, President 2024. And then there is this. There is a tweet from a presidential candidate, former United States Congressman Will Hurd, a Republican. He says, let me be crystal clear. Trump's presidential bid is driven by an attempt to stay out of prison and scam his supporters into footing his legal bills. Furthermore, his denial of the 2020 election results and actions on January 6th show he is unfit for office. Jack Smith will be delivering a statement at some point soon. We will play it tomorrow. Meanwhile, the clock moves on. And today is Election Day in Seattle. Everybody remember to cast your ballot for Aaron Marshall, a candidate very worthy of support in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.